So so we said we were talking about a case that the needle got stuck inside the animal. So we said that the meat is tameh, but the person who was cutting it open, his hands will be tar, and also the knife will be tar.
Right.
So the Gemara's kasha is abasa tameh. Why should the basa be tameh? Hi, basa is kasha my. How did the basa ever become mukshar b'kabel tumah? We know that all food is not a kabel tumah until it becomes mukshar b'kabel tumah, means it has to touch one of the seven mashkim. If as soon as you shech the cow, if we find that there was liquid from the mechatas inside, how did the meat ever? If there was liquid from the mechatas, that would be liquid. Or if there was a needle inside, how did the meat ever become mukshar b'kabel tumah? That needle should be metam in the meat. Inema, maybe you'll tell me the iskasha medam, that the blood of the carbon is one of the seven mashkim is dam. So maybe the blood of the carbon was maksha the carbon. Didn't Rav Chiya Bar Abba say in the name of Rav Yechanan, minayin the dam kachem sheyam maksha? How do you know that the blood of the carbonis are not maksha the kabel tumah? Shenem, because it says in the pasuk, lo yisrech lenu, do not eat dam. Rather spill it on the floor just like water. And this is how we know that one of the places that we know that dam is considered a liquid, because it's compared to mayim. Now we darshan dam shenishpach kamayim mashir shenishpach kamayim in a mashir, only blood that you could spill freely on the floor, that you don't need the blood, so then it's compared to mayim, it's mashir. Mashir enkin dam kachim, which you can't spill freely on the floor, it has to be caught in a mizrak, in a vessel, in a basin, in order to do zrika, so that blood is not compared to water, and therefore it's not makshir. So the blood of karbanis is not makshir. The el of diskasha b'masher beis mechayev el amai, while you were cutting open the animal in the beis mitmechayev, where they cut the meat near the mizbeach, so over there they used water. So maybe that water was mashed the cow the kabel tumah. So on that, that's also shver, because Amar Rav Yosi bar Chanina, didn't Rav Yosi bar Chanina say mashed beis mitvachayim, the liquid that you have by the beis mitvachayim, loy dayin shehin dachin, not only are they themselves tummy, that they don't give over tumah, they're not even mekabel tumah, elah shehin mashirin, it goes a step further, they're not even mashir. So according to this Rav Yosi bar Chanina, so how is he going to understand this Mishnah that says the meat is tamei? He can't learn that the hechsher is from the liquid of the Beis HaMitvachayim, because of that liquid is not makshir. Says the Gemara, "Ela diskasha b'chibas hakodesh." The hechsher that it got over here was chibas hakodesh. Means normally the reason why you need hechsher is to make something chashuv. Kodesh, because it's so dear, because it's so chashuv by itself, it doesn't need a hechsher to make it royal kabel tumah. So, parenthetically, Taisus speaks out over here. If there's such a cloud called chibas hakodesh, what did they gain by saying the mashav is mitzvachai is tahara and it's not mashir? Anyway, everything is going to be mukshul kabel tumah because of chibas hakodesh. Teretz is, it makes enough commitment, so they're not stopping the spread of tumah in the Azara by saying the Masher is mitvachai is not Masher. So Teretz is, there's many things that don't fall under this rule of Chibas HaKadosh. For example, Bikurim, it's not a carbon, or Chulin, that comes to the Azara, there was many things of Chulin that came to the Azara, because when the Kehanim ate, they're supposed to eat in the Kishmak Eifin. So when they ate the meat, they ate it together with condiments, and they ate it together with the side dishes and all these things, which came from Chulin. They were supposed to eat it out of Slava, so they brought more Chulin food to supplement it. So all that Chulin that came in, at least those things won't become Mukshar. But the Hektish itself is Mukshar Mimarashach, because it has Kibas HaKadosh. So coming back to Gemara, maybe the reason why it's mukshul kabel tumah over here is because of chibas hakodesh. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, emer de mahani le chibas hakodesh. When does chibas hakodesh work? Lives to le gufei, to make it at least able to become puzzle from the tumah that it touches. Le minim be rishon v'sheni, that it should be considered a real heksher that you could even count it like regular tumah rishon v'sheni, meaning if it touches a let's say an av, it becomes a rishon, and it can even pass off its tumah and make a sheni. Nami, do we say that even that? Because over here, from the fact that we use the lashon of tumah and not the lashon of pasul, it's mashma that it's a real tumah, that it passes off its tumah as well. So obviously, chibas hakodesh works to the extent not only that it to become pasul, but it's a real tumah to count the rishon v'sheni. If that's the case, Tishit Ibari Reish Lakish, we should have a right to Reish Lakish Rishayla, because Reish Lakish has a Shayla, Tsarit Shom Menachis, you have a place of a carbon mincha. So a carbon mincha is made out of flour and oil. So the part that touches the oil, obviously, is Mokshul Kavatumma. But when, let's say, you took the whole Yisarin of flour and you started mixing it up with the oil, there's parts of it that may have not touched any oil. And those, very possibly, never, that part of the mincha never became Mokshul Kavatumma. So tzarit shel menachas, the dry part of a karban mincha, which would anyway be mukhshir because of chibos hakodesh, but it never had a real hakshir, might be rishon v'sheni olay. So obviously, if a tumma touches it, it becomes pasul. But is it like a real tumma that you count rishon v'sheni? Meaning, if the sheret touches it, so then it becomes a rishon, and then when it in turn touches something else, it becomes a sheni olay, or maybe not. Maybe it's only. Chivas HaKadosh is only enough of a hekser to make it possible, but not to make it into a real tamei. From over here, from the fact that we say Abasa tamei, if the hekser, the source of the hekser of the par was Chivas HaKadosh, so then we should have a right that it's a real tuma, even Lagabi counting the Rishon Shem. So rather, says the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kegan Shaya par shows the Shlomim. The reason why this par had a hekser over here is the par was a Shlomim. Now, the reason why we're saying that the par is a Shlomim, Rashi explains. Because we're going to say in a minute that the reason why the Bailim willingly got the animal wet on the way in to Yerushalayim was in order to make it easier to skin the animal. Now, in an animal that he's going to keep the hide, so he wants, it makes sense that he would want it to be easier for him to skin, so it could skin off in one piece, and the hide would be much more usable. But if it's a carbon that he doesn't keep the R, let's say an Ayla, so why would the Baal willingly take it in a way to make it wet in order to make it easier to skin? It makes no nafkamina to him. And Elamai, he did it not willingly. Hekshar, we know, has to be dafka willingly. So, we're talking about a case that the para was a para of a carbon shlomim. They veer binar, and he passed it through a river on the way to the base of Mikdash. And like we said, because when the skin becomes wet, then it becomes much easier to skin. And then he shechted the vadai mashke teifeach aleh while there was still liquid on top of it. Because if it dried, so it became wet while it's alive, kol zman it's alive, it's not food, you can't be mukshel lekabel tumah. But if there was still liquid, enough liquid on there to make you wet, mashke teifeach, on the leather as you skin off the leather, so then it will be mashing the meat lekabel tumah. How so? So Rashi says, because inevitably when you're going to skin the animal, some droplets of that liquid are going to for sure fall off the leather onto the meat. So memela, it's going to be mashing the meat. Taisi says you don't even have to come on to that, because way back in Chulin we learned that the shomer of something is considered attached to the food itself as far as hasher is concerned. So since the skin preserves the meat from spoiling, it's a shomer to the meat. Memela, if the skin is contacts liquid, like over here, there's liquid sitting on the skin, it would automatically be mashed to the meat lekabel tumah. Then we said, if the needle was not found in the meat of the animal, rather was found with perish in the waste products of the animal, then akol tar. So not only is the adayim and the sakin tar, but even the meat itself would be tar. Frekti gemar v'nahada perish v'natam in the basar. Why isn't this perish? Why doesn't these waste products go and be metam in the basar? Because the needle touched the perish, so the perish will be. Let's say the needle was an avatoma, so the perish will now be a rishon tumah, and it will be mitame the basa to be a sheni tumah. Or even if the needle is a rishon tumah, so the perish will be a sheni, and the basa will be a shlishi. But we know that the kachim go at least to a shlishi, they go to a ravi. So why isn't the meat tame? Because it touched the parish, which touched the needle. We're talking about it's a thick parish, it's not a mashke, and mimela it cannot. It's like an oichot to an oichot. It's not even. It's not considered an oichot. Kovos man, it's liquid. It's a mashke. It could be metame, but when it's thick, it's not a mashke. Therefore, and it's not definitely not an oichot. So it's not going to be metame the meat. Rav Ashi Amar, afilu teima beperish rako. You could even say we're talking about that it was still liquidy, and it's mistabu that it's liquidy because, like Rashi says, that they used to give karbanos to drink right before they shechted it. So it's mistabu that it's liquidy inside. And afil pikein, we don't say that this is a mashke now to go be mitam of the basar, mishum to have a mashke saruach, because similar to what we had in yesterday's daf, this mashke is saruach, it's spoiled, it's smelly. And mimela it loses the status of a mashke, and it's not capable of being mitame. Tani Tanakam made the Rav Sheshes. We have a brisa that was said over in front of Rav Sheshes. Sheretz mitame tamashkim. If a sheretz touches liquid, so it's mitame the liquid. Umashkim mitame esakli, and that liquid in turn is mitame akeli. So the mashke, according to the way we're reading the Bais now, is a Rishon. The liquid is a Sheni. The Keli Matamis Ha'ichlin, the Keli Matamis of the food, that which would mean the food is a Shlishi. Ha'ichlin Matamis Ha'mashkin, and then that food is going to be Matamis Ha'mashke, which is a Revi. Lamanu Shalish Tumas B'Sheretz. So it teaches us that when the Sheretz touches something, it makes a chain of up to three links. It's Matamis Ha'rishon, which is Matamis Sheni, which is Matamis Shlishi. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? You don't know how to count. Hani Arbohain. You just gave me four. You said the Sheretz Mitame the Mashke, which is Mitame the Kli, which is Mitame the Anoicha, which is Mitame the Mashke. So you gave me a chain of four, and you're telling me that a Sheretz is only Mitame three. So, says the Gemara, Goyz Mashkim de Resha. Cut out, remove the mashkim in the ratio. It wasn't mashke kli oichol mashke, but rather it was just kli oichol mashke. And then the chenami only goes up to a shlishi, and Rashi explains that would be like the sheet of Rebbe Kiva that we've discussed many times in our sugya, who holds that even chulin goes up to a shlishi. Frank the Gemara had the rabbi goes mashke the sefer. Who told you to remove the mashkim from the ratio? Maybe remove the mashkim from the sefer. You have to remove one, but who told you to remove the first one? Maybe remove the final one. Says the Gemara, loy ashke chantana the amar mashkim mitam kli. It makes sense to remove the mashkim from the ratio because the way we had in the ratio was that the mashkim became tamei from the sheretz, and then the mashkim that became tamei from the sheretz was mitam the kli, which means to say that a mashkim has a koyach to be mitam kli. Now we know Le'ashkan Tana. We don't find any other Tana, the Amar Mashke Metame Kli, who holds that a Mashke has the ability to be Metame Ekeli. El Rabbi Yehuda, with the exception of Rabbi Yehuda, we had earlier in our sugya that he holds that Mida Raisa Mashke can be Metame Ekeli. The Hadar Bey, and as we saw before, Rabbi Yehuda himself was Chayzer. So Aliba to Emes, there's no Tana that really holds that a Mashke is Metame Ekeli. So it makes sense to take out the mashkim from the ratio rather than say that this brisa is a new tana who disagrees with everybody else. We'd rather take out the mashkim from the ratio than to take out anything else from the brisa. Tanan hasam sheret shenin. Oh, sorry, I skipped the simonach lezaisa and the simin. To if you want to remember the steps of the brisa is. Nizais is when they make beer. So when they make beer, what they do is you bring a keli, then you bring the hops, the salads, the oichel, and then afterwards you pour in the liquid and you let it soak. So if you want to remember the simon, the order of the brisa, you first have the kli, the sheretz touches the kli, then it touches the oichel, and then it touches the mashke. Tanan asam. We learned our Mishnah, sheretz shenim sebetaner. If you find a sheretz, a dead sheretz in an oven. Now the ovens in those days used to be klicheres; they were made out of earthenware. So a klicheres becomes tamei just by mere fact that the sheretz is inside the tanner, even if it's not touching the walls of the tanner. Hapasha b'seichai, so the bread that's in the tanner shnia is a shein in the tumah mneishatara tchila, because the sheretz makes the oven into a rishain. Now the oven makes the bread again, whether it contacts it or whether it's just in its airspace, it will make it into a sheni. Because the Tanner is a Rishon. So Rav Adi Bar Abba asked Rav, the next Lahai Tanner, why don't we view this oven, Kemanda Mali Tuma Dami, as if it's filled with Tuma? With the heavy high pas Rishon, and therefore the pas should not be a sheni with Tuma, rather a Rishon with Tuma. Meaning, we know a Sheret is Metame Klicheres Me'avir from the airspace. So even though it didn't directly contact it. So Chazal have a havamina, maybe pshat is, because the Torah says that when the airspace, when something's in the airspace of a kli cheres, we look at it as if it's filling up that entire airspace. So it's like the entire airspace of this kli cheres is filled with the sheretz. If that's the case, the pas doesn't have to be a sheni because it was mekabel tumah from the oven, which in turn was mekabel tumah from the sheretz. If the entire airspace of the kli cheres is filled with tumah, so to say, so then the bread that's inside is directly touching the tumah. So let it itself be a rishay. So Amalei, so on that, Rava answered back, don't think that way. The Tanya, because we have a brisa that expresses the same avamina and explains why that is not true. The Tanya, Yachol, you call a kelim metame me'avir klicheres. You would think that the avir, the airspace of klicheres, could be a metame kelim. And the reason is, even though we know that midaraisa kelim can only become become tummy from an avatuma, but if you look at a avir klicheres as if it's filled with the tuma, so if the sheretz is inside and it says if the sheretz is filling the entire airspace of the klicheres, so then the keli that's within the klicheres, that second keli, is touching the avatuma, so you would think that it becomes tummy. Tama loymar, so on that the Torah tells us no. It, when it speaks about klicheres, the psukim that we discussed in the previous the couple blot, it says kol asher b'slecha yitma. Anything when the sheretz falls into the klicheres, so then anything that's within the klicheres becomes tamei. The stamachle, and immediately following it, the next pasuk says, what type of things that are inside did I tell you that become tamei? Mikol ha'oichel asher yachel, and then the end of the pasuk says v'chol ha'mashka asher yishaseh. Which teaches us that only Eichlin and Mashkim could become tummy from Avir Klicheres, and according to the Tanoim, that Mashkim as well are never Makabot Tumah, so then it's an economic limited to Eichel Mamish. But bottom line is a Keli cannot become tummy from the Avir Klicheres. Now, why not? Must be that you, if you say Kemanda Mali Dami, so then it should become Tami. Must be you don't say Kemanda Mali Dami. And since you don't say Kemanda Mali Dami, then it comes out that the only way that something that's inside the Klicheres could become Tami is because the Sheretz is Metami the Klicheres, and the Klicheres in turn is Metami the thing that's inside. So if the Klicheres is an Av, it can't be Metami the Keli inside because they. If the klicheres is a rishon, it can't be metame the keli inside because the keli inside can only become mekabel tumah from the av. So by the same token, so that's what the bais is saying. By the same token, going back to the bread that we were discussing, the same thing. So if the bread did not become tumah directly from the sheretz, but rather from the keli, the klicheres that became tumah from the sheretz, so the klicheres itself will be a rishon, so the bread will be a sheni and not a rishon. Rav Chista Rami Pisklapis. Rav Chista asked the Sira in Hilchus, in what we find Lagabi Pesach burning the Chuma that's Tami and Tali Erev Pesach. Umishani, and he answered the Sira. Mi Amar Rav Yeshua Shteim Kachas. Going back all the way to the beginning of the Sugya, Rav Yeshua said that even though you can't burn on Erev Pesach Chuma Tari with Chuma Tameya, but Chuma Tluya, that's already a suffix if it's Tami or Tar, that you may burn with Chuma Tameya. Is that so? V'raminu, I'll ask you a contradiction. Amar Rav Yosi, we had this price there as well in the Shaka Vitari before. Ein adin dam rai, you can't compare from the fact that Rav Chanina Skana Kehanim and Rav Akiva said that you could burn a lower level tumah with a higher level tumah. That doesn't prove to you that in Erev Pesach you burn chametz that's tar together with chametz that's tameh. Because kishehi idu Rabbi Seinu, when Arab Boisenu, and they said they're Eilus, that you could burn a lighter level, lower level with a higher level, Amayidu, on what type of things were they made? If we're talking about Rav Chanina's Kana Kehanim's Eidus, that you could burn meat that was burnt with an Avatumah, that was became tummy with an Avatumah, together with meat that became tummy with a Vladatumah, that tummy is that tummy. The reason why over there it's mutter is because they're both tummy. You're just making a lower level tumah into a higher level tumah. And even if we mean Rabbi Kiva's Eidus, which is Imam Hashem Shenisul V'Tfuyayim, that oil that became possible from V'Tfuyayim, Shemin Dikanois Ebin Ner Shenimim Avatumah, that could be burnt in a candle, in a lamp, that was tummy with the Avatumah, with the lamp that was tummy tumah's meis, that possible is that tummy. So even though the oil that became possible from a tful yom is not tummy because it doesn't pass on its tummy, it's the end of the chain, it's only called possible. But you're right, you're not taking a tummy and just making it more tummy, you're taking something that's possible and making it tummy, but nonetheless it's at least possible. Whereas over here the trumas chametz that's tar is nothing, it's not even possible as of yet. So afanu ma'idim, I could agree to you, but truma shenit mizvlada tumah, if you would have an erev pesach to burn truma that became possible from a vlada tumah shesarvanai, so that you may burn it im truma shenit mizvava tumah. Avoheich nisay, but how could we permit to burn afilu tluya, even truma that's a suffix, so it's possibly tar, it's, even if it's not a guaranteed tahara, but at least it's possible to be tar. So how could you permit that to burn im atmeya? Shemi yelo yelo vi'itare. Maybe the Yohanavi is going to come and be Matar, but he'll tell you that it really indeed was Tar. It was never Tameh. So what do we see? That we're not Matar even Tluya with Tameh, as opposed to our Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi said that Tluya and Tameh, I agree that you could burn together. Umishani, and he answered the contradiction by saying, Ha Rabbi Shimon, Vali, with Rabbi Yeshua, Ha Rabbi Yossi, that we read, the Legabit Tluya, we had two Shitas, if Tluya may be burnt with Tameh or not. One's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Aliv and Rabbi Shua. The other one was Rabbi Yossi Aliv and Rabbi Shua. The Tanya, Yudal Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, when the 14th of Nisan fell out to be on Shabbos, so you can't burn chametz on Erev Pesach, so Mevarnes HaKol Lefnei Shabbos, you got to get rid of everything from Erev Shabbos on the 13th of Nisan. And on that day, just like you're getting rid of everything else, so what in the Truma, even though there's an issur to destroy Truma, you have no choice but to destroy it on that day. So, Sarvan Truma, Tameyah, Tfuyah, Tarah, all types of Truma, whether it's Tameh, whether it's Taloi, meaning it's a Suffolk Tameh, Suffolk Tar, or whether it's Tar, or whether it's known to be Tar. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yisrael, Tahira, Bifnei, so when you're burning it, that you have to burn the Tahira separately, Tluya Bifnei Atzma, the Tluya separately, Utmeya Bifnei Atzma, and the Tmeya separately. So we see that Rabbi Yossi's Shita is that that even Tluya and Tmeya may not be burned together. On Rabbi Shimon, on that Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and Rabbi Shimon says, Le'nechleku Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua never argued ala Tahira ala Tmeya Shein Sarfin, that Tar and Tmeya for sure you cannot burn together. Ala Tluya ala Tahira Shesarfin, Tahira and Tluya, everybody agrees that you may burn together. Aman Nechleku, where's the Machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? Ala Tluya ala Tmeya. When it's a Suffolk, and then you have other truma that's vade tameh. Shabbalazar Aymer, the Rabbi Eliezer says, his tar zuba atzma, zuba atzma, they each have to be burned separately. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, shteim kachas, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you may burn the two together. So clearly, we see that over here there's a machlekes. Rabbi Yossi says, according to everybody, meaning even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you may not burn tluya with tameh, whereas Rabbi Shimon says, you may burn tluya with tameh. So our mission that says that you may burn tluya with tameh is the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And the brisa that says you may not burn tluya with tmeya, it says the first and it's Rabbi Yossi. That's Rabbi Yossi the Shitasai. Fracting Gemara, 1 second over here. V'hamastis and Rabbi Yossi. Our Mishnah as well is Rabbi Yossi. So how can you tell me one's Rabbi Yossi and one's Rabbi Shimon? Our Mishnah says the first and it's Rabbi Yossi. And for the Gemara, how can you come Rabbi Yossi? What Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah meant to say was as follows. The Remeir to Remeir, who he's coming to argue with. I mean, you Remeir, permitted to burn Tuma Tahira with Tuma Tmeya. On that said, Rabbi Yossi, Afilu Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon, who's more lenient than me, Valiba the Rabbi Shua, the Mako, Ki Mako, but Tluya, even he is only Mako that you could take Tluya Tmeya, that Savak Tuma together with Vali Tmeya is Mutter. Our Tahira with Tmeya, but Truma Tahir together with Truma Tamei Loi, even Rabbi Shimon, who's more Mekel than me, was not Mata that. So Kol Shekein, I'm not Mata that. So that was the stira in Hilchus Erev Pesach and the Teretz. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina Rami Truma Pesach. Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina asked a little bit of a different stira. He asked a stira from one case that discusses Truma the rest of the year to the case that discusses Truma getting rid of it, Truma's Chametz on Erev Pesach. Umishani, and again he answered the stira. What was the stira? Mi'amar Rabbi Yeshua. Shteim ke'achas, did Rabbi Yeshua say that you could burn Truma Teluya together with Truma Tehaira? Together with Truma Temeya? For a minu, I'll ask you a stira to that. It says, Chavishal Truma Shanele Basav Tuma, if you have a barrel of Truma, and now there's a suffix if the barrel became Tami or not. Rabbi Yezra, Im Haisa Menachas B'makam Maturva, even if it was in an open, exposed area, and therefore it's more susceptible to becoming further Tameh, Yadikana B'makam Mamutza, you have to put it into a secluded, into a safe area. Meaning, even though it's already Tameh Tameh, you're still Mechuyev to protect it, to make sure that it doesn't become Vade Tameh. Im Haisa Megula, and similarly, if it was uncovered, Yechasen, you're Mechuyev to cover it, again, to protect it. Rabbi Shuaimer, no, the opposite. Im Haisa Menachas B'makam Mamutza, even if until now it was in a safe, secluded area, Yadikana B'makam Maturva, you can put it into an open, exposed area. If it was uncovered until now, you're allowed to uncover it, because once it's Safek Tamei, Safek Tar, there's no more Chiyuv of Mishmeres. You're not Mechuyev to protect it, to watch it, to make sure that it remains Tar. So from here, it's Mashma Grama in Biyadayim Loi, that you're only allowed to be Goyrim that it should become Tamei, but you're not allowed to be Mitam Biyadayim. So how could you take Truma Tzluya and burn it together with Truma Temeya, which is being Goyrim to, it's not just being Goyrim to him, it's being Mitam Biyadayim. Umeshani, and again he gave the same teretz. Rav Shimon, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rav Shimon, who says you're allowed to burn Tzluya with Temeya, so obviously he holds you're allowed to be Mitam Tzluya even Biyadayim. Rabbi Yosi, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Yosi, who says even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to burn them together, so he'll be the Tana of that other case that says Enachanami, that price that says you're not allowed to be Metal of Yadayim, you're allowed to do. The only thing that's relaxed is you're allowed to be Goyim to it. Rabbi Lazar Michuma Chuma. Rabbi Lazar asked the third Stira, from one case of Chuma to another case of Chuma. Umashani, and he also answered that. Mi'am Rabbi Shua Grama in Biyadayim Loi. Did Rabbi Shua say in the case that we just previously quoted that you're only allowed to be Goyim Tumah to a Chuma Tluya, but you're not allowed to be Metam Biyadayim? Raminu, I'll ask you a kasha. Chavis of Chuma Shinishma Begasa Yoina. A chavis of Chuma, a barrel of Chuma that was tar, and it broke in the upper part of the wine press, the tachtea, in the bottom, in the reservoir, by the bottom of the press, is chulin tmeim. Is chulin that's tame. Now, if the wine goes down, that's chuma, it's going to mix with the chulin, it's going to become tame, and now it's going to be chuma tmeya, and now everything's going to be lost, because chuma tmeya can't be eaten, not even by a kohen. So over there, Maida Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. So over there, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua agree. Shem Yachol Ahatzim Menu Revi'ez B'Tahara. If you have enough time to go get a keli that's tar and save a minimum of a revi'ez of the Chuma B'Tahara, catch it before it goes down into the reservoir, Yatzel Yer Mechuyev to do that. Even though in the meantime, some of the Chuma is going to go into the Hulin and mess up the Hulin. However, Vimlav, if you don't have that option, by the time you're going to get a keli that's tar, it's going to be too late. So then, Rabbi Yezer Oimer Tetei V'Tetam V'Ayitam Enem Yad. Still, you have to let it go down and be Metame the Chulin, and you're not going to catch it with a keli that's tame to preserve to save the Chulin. Rabbi Shuaimi Yitam Enem Yad. No, you're allowed to be Metame V'Yadayim with the keli tame to catch it before it goes into the reservoir to save the Chulin. So you're allowed to be Metame this Truma since it's Halach Le'ibud. So for sure, Truma Teluya, since it's anyway Halach Le'ibud, why should you not be allowed to be Metame V'Yadayim? Umeshani, and on that he answered, Shani also Dika Hefset Chulin. The reason why over there he was Mako is because there's a Hefset Chulin. So B'makim, that we're saving you from the loss of the Chulin, there we allowed you to be Metame Truma Tluya B'Yadayim. But where it's not a case of Hefset Chulin, just to burn them together, you're not allowed to be Metame B'Yadayim. Maskif the Rava, on that asks Rava, Masis Nami Ika asks the Eitzim, if you're going to require him to burn the Truma Temeya separately and the Truma Tluya separately, he's going to have two piles of wood. So there is also a hefset. It's going to cost him extra wood. And nonetheless, we don't let him burn it together. Amalei Abaye, Le'avzim Ruba Chashashu, Le'avzim Muad Le'i Chashashu. when did they say you're allowed to be metame the chuma that's ibud in order to preserve yourself from a hafzid that's a hasa merubah, like you're going to lose that whole reservoir of wine. But a hasa mu'ud of a few pieces of wood, that like chashashu, that they, for that they weren't so concerned to give you a hatter to be metame the chuma v'yadayim. When we not tamer, where do we see this concept? That they were more, they were concerned for hasa merubah but not for hasa mu'ud. The Tanya Chavishol Shemen Chumah Shemisra Begas LaYoyna. The same case as the previous one, that a barrel broke in the upper gas, but over here instead of a barrel of wine, it was a barrel of oil. Uvetachtei Chulin Tameim, and the bottom is oil of Chulin that's Tameh. Meider Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Yeshua. So over here, Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree Shem Yochel Hatzim Menu Revi'is B'Tahara, that if you could save a Revi'is B'Tahara Yatzil, so then that's that you're mechuyev to do vimlav, and otherwise ain vimlav. So teir v'tatam, you have to let it go into the bottom reservoir and be metame the chulin. V'ayitamen v'yad, and you're not allowed to be metame v'yad. Meaning, even though Rabbi Yeshua said before that, but when it comes to wine, you're allowed to be metame the wine in order to preserve the wine of chulin that's in the reservoir. When it comes to oil, you're not allowed to preserve it. Now, why you're not allowed to preserve the oil? Because oil, even if it becomes tamei and you can't eat it, you could still use it for kindling, for fuel. So it's only a hasid mu'at. You're just losing. You're not losing it totally. You're only losing the difference of value from oil that could maybe be into oil that could only be used for fuel. So over there, they didn't give you a hatter. Frakti Gemara, Maishna Shemen de Royal Lahadlik. Why are you saying by Shemen it's also to be Matam be dying because it's only a Hasim wood? Because even after it becomes Tamei, it's Roy Farad Laka. Yainami Roy Leziluf. Yain as well, you could use it Leziluf. They used to spray like a. This was the fragrance things that they used to use in back in the day, that they used to spray wine around the rooms of a house and to give it a nice fragrance, a nice odor. So wine as well, it's even if it's tamei and you can't drink it, it's still right for zilo, so it should also be considered a hefset muat. V'chite, maybe you'll tell me zilof, I'm not saying zilof is insignificant, and that's why it's called a hefset meruba. If you would pay a sela to drink a lug of wine, mezalvin belug b'shtayim, so then you should pay two slaim to have wine to use for zilof. So we see that zilof is very chashuv. So what's the hatzah to be metamed the wine be a daim in order to preserve the wine of chulin? Let it become tamei and use that wine of chulin for zilof. So the Gemara answered Bechadosh, it's talking about new wine, so it didn't sit and age yet, so it's not so fragrant yet, so it's not roi for zilof. Frakti Gemara, who cares? How royally ashen? You could be miashen it now, let it sit in storage a little bit, and when it gets a nice, good reyach, then you'll use it for zilof. So the Gemara says, Azi Beili Deita Kala, you're going to come to be, if it's sitting around too long, we want you to get rid of it right away, because if it's sitting around too long, inevitably someone's going to forget that it's tamei, and it's going to end up using it, eating it, and be over the history of eating truma tamei. Friday more, if that's the case, Shemin Nami Asi Beit Lidei Takala. Why by Shemin are you not afraid that Asi Beit Lidei Takala? Says the Gemara, the Rami Lebe Kli Mos, because you'll put it in a keli that's mius. Once you put it into a keli that's mius, you're not going to come to use it to eat from it. Says the Gemara, Yainami Rami Lebe Kli Mos. So by wine also, why are we saying that it's not right for Zilov? Put it into a keli that's mius. And the Gemara, the Zilov Kabayle, Bekli Ramos Mos Rami Le. You're going to put it into you want it for zilo, if you want it for its good fragrance, so now you're not going to put it into a clean to a clean mos, that's counterproductive. Masha Enkin, the shemen that you're using for fuel, your fuel, you don't care if it's meals or not, so over there there's takanetza that you could put it into a clean mos, and therefore you won't come to a chash of takala. Okay. Mm-hmm.